SRN News. I'm John Scott. GOP Speaker nominee Jim Jordan of Ohio has failed during a second round of voting to secure the support he needs to win the gavel.
Jordan lost the second round of votes to become speaker, receiving only 199, one less than yesterday, after losing supporters. The GOP-led House took a second vote on the speaker nominee Wednesday after the Ohio Republican fell short on the first round of voting on Tuesday. Jordan needs the support of 217 of the 221 Republicans to be elected for the position. He can only afford to lose about a handful of those lawmakers, given the GOP's narrow majority. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Marco Rubio predicts Hamas will continue to use disinformation in the coming weeks to try and sway the world's feelings about Israel from sympathy to condemnation.
In the aftermath of such a horrible thing that Hamas did, it's easy to be on Israel's side and condemn it. But the real test is going to come here in a week, in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, because this campaign against Hamas is going to be brutal, bloody, tragic, painful, difficult.
Rubio referring to the Gaza hospital blast. He says many U.S. news organizations employ Hamas supporters who are likely to spin news stories against Israel. Rubio interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, Israel will allow Egypt to deliver limited quantities of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that decision was approved after a request from visiting President Biden. Mexico's president says leaders of Cuba, Venezuela, Haiti, and Honduras will attend a summit on migration that Mexico will host on Sunday. Those four countries among the biggest sources of migrants currently showing up at the U.S. border. At Wall Street, the Dow is down 212 points, the Nasdaq losing 175. This is SRN News. California has another self-inflicted problem.
Some people expressed concern when Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom decriminalized, quote, loitering with intent to commit prostitution. Now a whole lot more people are complaining that, right on schedule, there's been a sharp uptick in apparent prostitutes roaming the streets of California cities and towns. Local police don't like it either, saying that Newsom's move effectively ties their hands and makes it harder to prevent sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from the FBI indicates that Jews were the faith group most likely to face hate crimes in the U.S. last year. And there were more than 1,300 attacks on Jewish people in 2022, compared to just 200 against Muslims, who came in second on this list. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe, and America has not been spared. This is SRN News. In consumer news, a major airline says it's found a way to get passengers on planes faster.
United Airlines says it will start boarding passengers in economy class with window seats first, starting next week. In an internal memo, the airline says it will implement the plan on October 26th. The plan, known as WILMA, for window, middle, and aisle, was tested at four domestic locations and one hub. United says it has shown that it saves up to 2 minutes of boarding time. Rich Thomason reporting.
A clinical trial recruiting thousands of volunteers to figure out if 3D mammograms are better than standard 2D imaging for catching advanced cancers. The study enrolling nearly 93,000 women from several nations and 32 U.S. states. There's never been conclusive evidence that 3D is better than 2D at detecting advanced cancers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.